Good morning, Valley listeners. Welcome to the Local Food, Local Places radio show on KRZA. Every third Thursday of the month, you can catch us live for a spotlight on a local food champion here in the SLV. My name is Allie Jean, and I have David and Laura here from Simple Foods Market. Good morning. How are you both doing today?
Good morning.
Doing well, thanks. Good morning.
So my first question for both of you is, how did Simple Foods Market come to be? I know you have a grand opening coming up soon in Del Norte. So tell us all about it. How did this amazing local foods institution come about?
I guess it goes back to our interest in natural products, and we were wanting to get into that field. So we started working for Wild Oats back in, I think, about 98 or so. And we worked for them in Albuquerque and then transferred up to Denver and Boulder for about 3 years altogether. We worked for those guys. And I think after being in the Denver area for a while, we realized that we're really small town people. We grew up in Western Kentucky together in a town about the size of Del Norte. And we just kind of wanted to get into the mountains as well. And we really loved the industry that we were involved in. So we decided, well, let's look for some place to do a mom and pop, little natural food store. And we came across Salida somewhere along the way. And that was our first choice at the time. And once we looked into that, everything just kind of snowballed and fell into place for us. So we were there for about 18 years and finished up the operations there back in May and ended up moving the show down here to Del Norte. And yes, like you mentioned, we're hoping to open here in the next week or two.
That's great. So I know it's kind of the middle of COVID and you're opening a store. So how does COVID play into all of this? And why did you choose to open now?
COVID was a factor, like it is in everyone's life. We actually did what they're calling a ghost grocery for a couple of months in Salida, where we scaled everything down to just Laura and I were in the store, and then we were doing either curbside pickup or delivery service, and we did that for a couple of months. And that wasn't really seeming like it was going to work for us long term in and of itself, that format. And so we ended up, as you may know, we had a customer, former customer, Jess, who has the Mellow Moon here in town, and she happened to pop into our store and mentioned that there was a wonderful space available here in Del Norte, and we came down and were in full agreement on that comment. And so once again, it seemed like things just kind of clicked into place for us to move the show down here.
That's awesome. It sounds very resilient, and I appreciate that. So tell me what products you're going to source and where you plan on getting them.
So we are really wanting to focus on the local food here in the Valley. We had been using Valley Hub distributor up there in Salida. So we're familiar with a lot of those products. Before Valley Hub was even a distributor, we had been using Trace Rios, Tom McCracken's business prior to that. And before even Trace Rios was around, we had already been selling Mountain Mama flowers, selling Tom McCracken's vegetables, selling the honey by Brent of Simply Honey. We had been selling the Grand Premium Elk and Bison and Lazy Moon Cheese. And now that we're down here, we're planning to carry the potatoes, mushrooms out of the Valley. And then there's a lot of kale, Brussels sprouts, that kind of thing that's grown by Tom McCracken, beets, carrots. So, an array of vegetables. As far as the meat, we're planning to carry the Grand Premium Elk and Bison meats, Corset beef, Gosar sausages, Soul Mountain pork, Sherry Hoggins lamb, Salazar sausage. Mountain Mama has a lot more flour than what I had been carrying in Salida, so I'm planning to carry more options on that. We're planning to carry the Yoder eggs. There's another local egg producer here. Her name is Judy. We're planning to carry Simply Honey in bulk. Tumbleweed Bread, when she gets her business up and running. The spices by Fernandez and White Mountain Quinoa, to name a few.
I'm sure something's been left out too.
Yeah, there's the lazy U cheese also.
Oh wow, awesome. Yeah, these names are ringing a bell for me because part of the Local Foods Coalition's programs is we distribute a local roots guide. It's a booklet that's in print and online. And it lists all of our San Luis Valley producers and distributors. So Simple Foods will be in there. I'm excited. You'll be in the fourth edition, along with all of those producers that you just mentioned. So if you're listening to this right now and are a new producer or know of a new producer in the most recent 4 years, reach out to the Local Foods Coalition because we'd love to get you included in our guide. So another question for the both of you is, will you be accepting EBT and SNAP benefits? I know that is a huge draw, and we at the Local Foods Coalition love to promote SNAP whenever we can.
Absolutely. We were involved in those programs in Salida and have every intention of continuing that here in Del Norte.
Awesome. Will you be hiring anyone for the new business?
We will. There's a lot of work to be done in a store like this, so we've already been fortunate to have a handful of folks approach us, and we're very excited about the quality of those folks and their commitment as well to this type of a store and cause.
Awesome. Do you have relationships with the producers that you'll be selling their products? Do you engage directly with them, or do you purchase the goods from a distributor?
That's been a nice thing so far. Like Laura mentioned, we've already had some long-term relationships with some of the producers here in the San Luis Valley, but we did tend to have the products brought to us. Just in this past couple of months of living here full time, we've already met a number of those producers, and it's been nice to put a name to the voice that we've been hearing over the phone for a number of years.
That's awesome. How do you envision the first week of opening? You said this week or next week. What are you waiting for to decide what day to open, and how do you envision it's going to go when you first get started?
As you might guess, we also work with other distributors beyond just the local producers. So we're essentially working with United Natural Foods. They're, you know, a larger natural food distributor that services stores like this around the country. And so a lot of the center aisle products will come from them. So we're just trying to get all of those products in and on the shelf and ready to roll. And then I think we'll be able to open the doors.
Awesome. And you two, David and Laura, are husband and wife. So how do you work as a team? Who does what? How do you split up the roles in this market?
So David is primarily the produce and the office guy, and I'm primarily the grocery manager and the food service person. So he tends to gravitate to all that computer stuff, and I tend to gravitate to being on the floor and stocking and ordering and all that kind of thing. So interestingly, we seem to have our own favorite things to do, which tend to be opposite, so it kind of works.
That is perfect. That's ideal.
Yes.
I'm sure it makes things go a lot smoother.
It does. And we both are pretty well versed in all aspects of the business. So we do still have, a partner always right there to bounce questions off of. So there's a valued opinion coming from each of us to one another.
That's great. Well, it sounds like the two of you have kind of bounced around Colorado a little bit. So what is your favorite place that you've lived in Colorado? And what do you love about this state and working here, especially in the local foods industry?
We definitely were drawn to the state for the outdoor elements. We enjoy all types of outdoor activities, be it fishing or rafting or skiing, and really just drawn to that mountain lifestyle. And so we wanted to, as I mentioned earlier, get away from the city. We did our time, like a lot of people do there, and got some wonderful experience. But just being in proximity to those activities, where you've got a 2-minute drive to get somewhere that's completely isolated, and you can enjoy being in nature by yourself without hordes of boulderites hogging up the trail.
Yeah, what about you, Laura? What do you love about Colorado?
We really enjoyed where we were living in Salida, but I'm finding that the valley has some really nice aspects. I'm finding that the hiking is better down here. Wolf Creek is better than Monarch, and I'm excited to get out on the rivers.
Yes, that sounds great. I always love talking to people who love where they're living. I moved here from Washington State, and I will say that the San Luis Valley has something special. There's such a strong community here, which is why I think Simple Foods Market would thrive, because I do think people are willing in these smaller areas, these smaller towns, to support local business. And I know it might be tough to compete with some of the bigger chain grocery stores, but I really do believe that people want to know who they're buying their food from. How have you, working in natural foods markets before, what are some of the roadblocks that you've faced in competing with larger grocery stores?
Well, price is always the first thing to come to mind, but just the volume and scale of business that, like a Whole Foods or Natural Grocers has, it makes it difficult for us to compete on a price level. So I think that's, a part of the reason that we've always had our focus on the local producers, because you don't find those products in those types of stores. And, the Valley has, suffered a loss in the past with the Organic Peddler closing, and Kimonda has been a wonderful resource for us. So I want to give a shout out to her. And then as well as the co-op in Alamosa closing in recent years, just left a void down here. And so I think we saw that opportunity to kind of continue our mission and representing the local small scale food producers and doing it down here where everything is being produced.
That's great. And why do you think that the average person who lives in the San Luis Valley should come and support Simple Foods and these local producers? Why is it important to you personally to be supporting the local economy?
I've always looked at that as, you're lending support to your neighbors. It's your neighbors that are producing the eggs. If you're in Monta Vista with the Yoders and all across the board, it's just, you're supporting the folks that live here in your community versus a company that's based out of California or wherever else they might be located.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have a favorite dish that you've made using all local ingredients? Sorry, that's a roundabout question. But I'm curious because we have, with the Local Foods Coalition, we have the Moki Mobile Kitchen food truck. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a bright blue color, and it's often at the Alamosa or the Monta Vista farmers markets during the summer months. And each week at the market, they prepare a different meal using all local ingredients. And they've put together a cookbook using local recipes, using all local ingredients. And you can buy it at Narrow Gauge Bookstore. I think it's like $12. But I'm sure they're going to do another edition at some point. And I'm always curious. I always like to ask if there are favorite meals that you've found our crowd favorites or personal favorites, so I can make sure to tell the Moki chefs for inspiration at next summer's markets.
I, I like to make a stew out of the local beans, Greg Gosar's sausages, and the local vegetables. And it's kind of a Cajun-y type of stew.
Yum, that sounds really good.
Good day for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, they've even split up the Moki cookbook into seasons, which is great. And, you know, I'll be honest, I hadn't thought about seasonal cooking and seasonal recipes much before I moved here and really started cooking for myself and paying attention to what's growing, what's in season, who's producing what. And now I'm really seeing the value of knowing, you know, cooking seasonally. And the Local Foods Coalition put together a blog written by Lois Harvey. She's one of our Cooking Matters instructors. And she put together a blog post about 5 ways to eat local in the winter, which I thought was so helpful. And it had things like eat pickled goods, eat meat and dairy, eat your root vegetables, things that seem obvious, but when you're shopping at like a larger grocery store that isn't so focused on local producers, you have all things available all year round. And so you might not know what's in season, but at a grocery store like Simple Foods Market, you might see more shifts in the products. I don't know, you can speak to this better than I can, but you might see certain items that are more available during the summer months than during the winter, for example. Have you experienced that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we do carry a lot of things this time of year, produce-wise, that come from other states. And one of the things that we've always done that helps customers identify the source of those goods is we'll have signage that states either the state in which it was grown, or if it is from Colorado, we'll label the town that it's grown in. So there is a way for folks to kind of sift through things and find the local products, even this time of year, despite the fact that, you know, leafy greens are probably not coming from Colorado. But more and more folks are utilizing the greenhouses in the state, and that's been a big change we've seen in recent years. Just people realizing that, yes, you can produce these items year-round if you have the right setup, and a lot of people more and more are getting the right setup. So it's wonderful to have those options where we didn't have those 18 years ago.
Yeah, those greenhouses are pretty incredible. I've been doing some research into aquaponic systems, and that's where you have fish in the water. So you don't have soil in the greenhouse. It's just these floating pieces of foam with the plants sticking up through the foam, and you've got the roots dangling in the water, and you've got fish swimming in the water, and you feed the fish, and then the waste from the fish is nutrients for the crop. And then you end up having not only lettuce and greens or whatever you're growing, but you also have fish that you can sell. And it's kind of this beautiful ecosystem that you're creating in this greenhouse. And that's becoming more and more popular. They're kind of an eco-conscious type of greenhouse. And it's really exciting to see that industry growing, because wouldn't it be great if we could have Colorado leafy greens all year round?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Have you, do you plan on partnering with the like small scale farmers like the Rio Grande Farm Park? We have an incubator program with some commercial farmers who are looking for ways to grow and expand their markets. Would you be interested in potentially increasing the producers that you're sourcing from, or do you already have a pretty steady list that you feel pretty solid on?
We're always interested in learning about anyone growing and producing something locally. That's just awesome. It's a big deal.
Yeah, that's great. I know the Valley Roots Food Hub, and they're in Mosca, and they're kind of also a local source of goods. So I'm wondering if there could be some sort of partnership between Simple Foods Market and Valley Roots Food Hub together to really increase the capacity and the reach of this work?
I would say absolutely. And we have been working with Nick Chambers there at the Valley Roots Food Hub for a number of years. And he's awesome, and his operation is amazing. And we've been so thankful to have that as an option for us. And there are, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of products that he's been bringing to us that it's, you know, not always feasible for us to jump in the car and drive for 3 or 4 hours to pick up, you know, a case of eggs or something like that. So it's made it possible for us to carry products from the Valley, even though we were in Salida. Now it's going to be a little bit easier. We're just a lot closer to the source than we were up there. There's just not as much food being grown up in Chaffee County as there is here in the San Luis Valley.
Yeah, the agriculture in this region is inspiring. Like it's truly incredible. And that's what drew me to this valley in the first place. I really wanted to learn about the environmental impact of agriculture, because it is such a huge, we all rely on it, you know, we all eat every day, 3 meals a day, and figuring out how we can really streamline that process is the ultimate test for humanity, right? I feel like shipping things all across the country is just inefficient. And so if we can take advantage of our local farming, that's really ideal.
Absolutely. And you know, that tomatoes always comes to mind there. When you know, if you're getting tomatoes from California, they're just not picked when they should be picked, and they just don't, you know, produce the same flavor profile that you're going to get when someone you know, brings it from the vine that they've taken off the vine that morning to you, and I can turn around and have it for a customer, you know, within, you know, an hour, literally. Yeah. So this was a marvelous system to be a part of.
Yeah. And it tastes different. It tastes different. You notice that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
When something is grown locally right off the vine, I mean, it tastes so much better.
It really does.
It does.
Yeah.
Do you grow food at all yourselves at home? Do you have a garden, or is you focus mostly on the distribution?
We've tended to have a garden throughout the years, pretty much everywhere that we've lived, and it's a process that we enjoy. Absolutely.
That's great. That's great. I want to start growing food, but I haven't attempted it yet.
All right. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much space. You can do it right there behind you.
That's true. I could have a little herb kit.
Yeah. Everything counts.
Yeah. I feel very naive when it comes to that. I didn't grow up knowing about, you know, preserving local foods and growing food. I very much grew up in a place where convenience was valued, and so I just found out recently that you could store cilantro in the fridge in water, and that will keep it from wilting, and I didn't even know that.
That's awesome.
Great. It's true.
So a final question that I would love to hear from each of you is, what do you see a thriving local food system looking like here in the San Luis Valley?
You know, I think it's just kind of back to a system that works for everyone. Oftentimes when we're working with small producers, you know, particularly if they're kind of newer on the scene, they don't know how to price things. They're not sure what they should charge us. And our response has always been that you need to charge us what you need to charge us to stay in business, because that's imperative for you. It's imperative for us. If you're not there, I don't have local products to offer. So first and foremost, you know, the producers, they're trying to make a living doing what they're doing, just like we're trying to make a living as a middleman, if you will. And it's just important for all of those parties to make it work. And one of the things that we've always done to help with that, as we mentioned earlier, the local products or smaller scale producers just don't have the efficiency that a large scale farm does. So what we do to kind of offset that is take a lower price margin on local products. So So if we have some eggs from Yoder Farm, we're not going to mark those up in the way we would some eggs from Iowa or somewhere else in the country. So that's kind of been our way to contribute to the system and try to make it a sustainable system for all the people involved.
Thank you for doing that. I think that's huge. I think we need more people who are willing to do that, you know, because it really supports our local people, supporting your neighbor, as you said.
It's true. And speaking to that during this first month of operation, we're going to essentially be running a pretty good sale on all those local products. So it's a great time to come in and get some Gosser sausage at a better price than what you're seeing at other retailers in the area.
Great. And how will we know when the grand opening is? Where can we go online or something to find out when you're open?
I don't think you can escape word of mouth here in the Valley, for one. We'll certainly utilize social media, Facebook as well as Instagram. And then we'll probably run some ads in the local newspapers. We'll have some signage out in the front of the store. I know a lot of folks have been driving by, seems like every day, and trying to peek in through the butcher paper we have up in the window. So we'll take that out, so it'll be a little more friendly looking. But it should be pretty obvious.
Great. I'm excited. What about you, Laura? What's your vision for a thriving local food system here in the San Luis Valley?
I really want to support the local producers, ranchers, and that's very important to me. That is one thing that sets us apart from all these other national chain grocery stores. We are a mom and pop, and we are able to work directly with the local producers and ranchers, and that is pretty much a big focus of our store, and I am making space for their products in our store, and I also want it to be affordable. I don't want things to be exorbitantly priced, and I think it's the local food is really important. We're here during COVID, and the COVID's running around in some of these huge meat processing plants and all these other huge plants where there's a lot of workers working side by side. And so you're seeing all these shortages, and that it's just scary times right now. And I think it's a really important time to support your local food products as much as you can.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. For those of you who may have joined in late, you're listening to the Local Foods, Local Places radio show. And I'm talking to David and Laura from Simple Foods Market, which will be opening in Del Norte here in the next couple of weeks. We're so excited. They're going to be a distributor of local natural foods, and they will be accepting EBT and SNAP. So please be sure to support them. We need more businesses like them here in the SLV, and it's our job as the public to make sure that our dollar is going to Simple Foods Market and other small mom and pop shops like it, especially in COVID, when small businesses are really taking a hard hit right now. So this is actually something to look forward to and is something new and exciting that, you know, I think everyone really needed. We really needed something like this to be excited about. So thank you both. Any final words from you all about Simple Foods Market before I end this interview?
We're excited to be here, and we're excited to work with all the local producers, and we're thrilled. So thank you for the opportunity.
Live simply, eat well. That's a little slogan of ours.
Yes, it's my pleasure, and the Local Foods Coalition is excited to a partnership with you, and we're here to promote anyone and everyone who is working for a resilient local food system. So thank you. Really appreciate the work that you're doing.
Thanks, Allie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.